AircheckDownloads.com.
American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. Duran Duran move up another two notches this week with a song that's hit number one in the United Kingdom, The Reflex. Duran Duran on American Top 40, second week in the top 10, moving from number 7 to number 5, The Reflex. Now, let's open the AT40 Book of Records to one of the most amazing chart phenomena of all time. Only once in the rock era has there ever been three versions of the same song in the top 10 simultaneously. It happened on the Billboard chart in the first week of May 1955. The song was called Unchained Melody. There was a version by Roy Hamilton, one by Al Hibbler, and one by Les Baxter and his orchestra. Three versions of Unchained Melody in the top 10 simultaneously. An impressive record for the rock era, where the trend is for acts to write and record their own songs. But for the pre-rock era, the record is an incredible five versions of one song. It happened back in 1946 with a ballad called To Each His Own, written by Jay Livingston and Ray Evans. Those five versions were by Tony Martin, by the Modernaires with Paula Kelly, by the Inkspots, by Eddie Howard, and by Freddie Martin. Five recordings of To Each His Own. The one that became the biggest, by the way, was the original version by Eddie Howard. Let's listen to a piece of it.
What good is a song?
From 1946, that's Eddie Howard's recording of the song that holds a fantastic all-time chart record. Most versions in the top 10 at the same time. A total of five versions in the top 10 for To Each His Own. Another page from the AT40 Book of Records, and the countdown continues.
Number 4!
Here's a man who's singing about his real-life girlfriend. His name is Steve Perry. Her name is Sherry. Steve Perry's fourth week in the top 10, moving from 9 to 8 to 5 to this week number 4 with Oh Sherry from the LP Street Talk. Three big ones to number 1 as the countdown continues.
The hits from coast to coast, American Top 40.
Radio plays them, record stores sell them, Billboard ranks them, and AT40 counts them down.
Number 3.
Here's the recent number 1 pop and soul hit by Lionel Richie. It's also been number 1 in England. Here's Hello. Singer-songwriter extraordinaire, Lionel Richie on American Top 40 with a song that was number 1 a couple of weeks ago. This week it falls from 2 to 3. Hello. We're counting down to a woman whose first really big break came as a backup singer for superstar Stevie Wonder. And then she went on to have a number 1 song singing a duet with superstar Johnny Mathis. Her story and her first solo number 1 are coming up.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. Last week, Cyndi Lauper became the first woman in chart history to have her first two releases make the top 3. Now, she's cornered the market on the top 2 as well. She has just become the only woman in chart history whose first two single releases have both reached the top 2 positions on the chart. Up a notch to number 2, Cyndi Lauper and Time After Time. Cyndi Lauper on American Top 40, moving from number 3 to number 2 in our countdown of the 40 biggest with Time After Time. This is Casey Kasem on American Top 40 in Hollywood. Now we're up to the most popular song in the land. It's by a 33-year-old singer who in 1971, when she was 20 years old, had some regional hits and was invited by superstar Stevie Wonder to audition for his backup group, Wonder Love. Well, she eagerly tried out and got the job. She sang backup for Stevie Wonder in concert and on his albums like Talking Book, Inner Visions, and Songs in the Key of Life. She moved to Los Angeles and worked as a session singer. Then in 1976, she recorded her first solo album, This Is Niecy. It featured her first top 40 hit, a song called Free. In 1978, Niecy, or Denise, hit number 1 with a duet. A duet with superstar Johnny Mathis. Here's a piece of it.
Too much, too
late. Denise with Johnny Mathis and Too Much, Too Little, Too Late. In the last few years, Denise has continued to be successful on both the pop and soul charts, and now she has her first solo number 1 smash, Soul and pop. For the second week in a row, the number one song in the USA is Let's Hear It for the Boy by Denise Williams. Number one for a second week in a row, Let's Hear It for the Boy by Denise Williams from the number one LP in the land, Footloose Soundtrack. And there you have them, the 40 most popular records in America, determined by Billboard magazine for the week ending June 2nd, 1984. American Top 40 is produced in Hollywood by ABC Watermark. Executive producer, Tom Rounds. Producer, Don Bastani. With Merrill Schindler, Matt Wilson, Daryl Morton, Dana Schwarzwalder, Alan Kaltman, Kristen Kelly, Mike Williams, Paul Liebeskind, and Stu Jacobs. I'm Casey Kasem. Join me next week, and again, we'll count down the 40 most popular songs in the USA. Till then, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
AirCheckDownloads.com.